The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Some really good stuff, obviously, and then some average stuff. So we look to get that close to Vixens, though, and to be ahead, again, similar to Swifts, I think is really good. We're definitely building, and there's moments where you can see things are on fire and going really well, and then probably just not adjusting to the opposition quite fast enough. And in those moments, like we missed, it was our centre pass next to finish the game, just needed to score a bit faster, which we can do, and just have a go at that next one. And so it's just those moments, which we learned a lot from last week, and we practiced and worked through them. But again, they're just things that we can practice at training, but they just take experience and moments to do that, I think. So,
how do you think that can translate from training? You can do all of the scenario stuff, which you spoke about to us in the third quarter, but how does that translate into a game? Because it's 2 weeks in a row, really crunch time, you go down by a goal. Is it just more experiences of those games, or is there a way that you can actually action that on court?
Two things I'll say. At least we got to overtime this week, so that was because it's a better than just a single loss. At least we had another opportunity to go through it. Last week we didn't have an opportunity sort of to win the game. It was really just to draw it. Whereas this week we actually had the opportunity to win it. So again, they are different scenarios. It wasn't like we repeated the same one. It was different, and it was just in the moment to get to that point. And the experience will get better at that. You know, if you compare the number of SSN games from our team versus Vixens, it'd be like 200 to 300 difference, which is huge. So for us to be in that position is really good. So we're all the same. We want better, but realistically, it was bloody good. Like, great game again. Like, hopefully good for the spectators at least.
Got their money's worth.
Yeah, not so much for us. But, yeah, so that we just got to keep working at it. And they'll get better. Sasha had to go, you know, again, in a different position this week from last week. I think she carried it really well for what was needed, and Shimmy to finish the game off. So that was really solid. So we just got to keep working at it.
We know that you do make changes a lot. 2 rounds, you played all 10 of your players. You did the same thing today. What was it around those changes in the goalie circle that you went with Shimmy to not play at all in overtime? Mm. Was that an interesting choice that you reflect on?
Was because we were debating obviously what to do, so we do have a discussion about it. Like, literally, Richo, Amy, what do we go aggressive? Do we just play it out as ones and see how we go? Because, you know, we had come back in the last minute to be able to win that game, so we'd just grind it out as ones, but we weren't really doing a good job at defending Kira's two pointers either. In reality, she was combating us, and again, do we just rely on Sash to shoot out those twos in comparison, or do we go for it? And we went for it.
Amy, you've been in these games a little bit now. There's been a number of them between the Mavs and the Vixens, and you haven't walked away with one win yet. How do you sit with that loss today?
Oh, I'm gutted. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think that's the best we've felt against the Vixens. In all the games the Mavs have played, we were in control of that game, and that's something we haven't done before, is, you know, it's ours to lose. And I think, to be honest, it's a new position for us to be in, to be hanging on. We're so used to being the underdogs that are fighting. And while that's such a great spot to be in, we're really learning how to do that. And part of that is what Jez was talking about, the, you know, do we go, are we brave? Do we go for the twos? Do we stick with one? Especially when it's like that 3-4 goal margin. Because if you aren't brave, they can catch up. If you are brave and you miss, they can also catch up. So, yeah, playing around with that. And I agree that, you know, their full lineup is so experienced. And our attack end is really new as a combination, growing every week, so exciting, so much potential. And I think, you know, as long as we keep getting better and better like we are at the moment, it's really exciting what we can put out.
You're a brilliant captain. We know that, and you lead from the front. You were really aggressive in how you went for balls today. For a team though, especially in that last couple of minutes, is there something that you guys wish you'd done a little bit better?
Oh, I think it's just if everyone had, you know, throughout that last quarter and that last extra time, just 1% better. Like, if everyone had done one thing better, I think it would have, the overall outcome would have been really different. But I think as long as we take some wins away from it and continue to learn from that, I'm happy.
Lastly, Jez, Tara, it was really distressing to watch that. Obviously,
yeah,
I think watching Riley on the sideline as well, she was quite emotional. Is there any update?
Just Sunny Coast buddies, of course, come down together. So they have a really good connection, and it's just kind of a little family thing. Like, they're well connected from there. It did look like, you know, an ACL, it did look like it, so she'll be sent off for scans and stuff, and we'll see. She's done a couple before, so I think that was her feeling as well. So obviously that, you know, is devastating for her again and for the team. She's freaking been really good. She's just been such a good leader as well. She's a great, stable, like just good supporter. She's really smart. She takes stuff on really quickly. She adapts, like just honestly, like having a defensive leader, awesome. Like can't really fault her. She's been awesome. So
she's so important to our group, and I think I'm gonna cry.
Yeah,
no matter what happens, she'll be so important to us on and off the court, and we've got her. So
on a slightly happier note, if I can change the subject, record breaking crowd for the Mavericks today.
Yep.
A lot of volume in the stadium as well. How did it feel having that behind you in a game as close as that one?
I was like, oh, hopefully some of these Vixens fans, I hope that they're like watching our netball and being like, oh, it's really exciting. Maybe we should go to the Mavs.
Yeah. Draw a few people, but look, obviously the crowds are 2 weeks in a row if they have a huge crowd, so that's good experience as well. And yeah, going through that, but it's good. Like, get involved and get on board. Like, it's awesome. So we're open and like quite an open, try to be personable club. Like, and you know, be a bit more revealing of stuff and let, you know, the players' personalities be more open as well. So we want that, and to encourage that with junior netballers as well, is that it's okay to have a bit of personality when you play, and embrace that.
Amy, I feel like the way that you're going for Hunt for the Balls this season has just gone up tenfold compared to this. You've always been a player that's always been exciting in defence. Has there been a change in your mentality coming into going for those balls or going for Hunt, or are you just trying to build upon the previous season?
Oh, I think it's been a combination of things. I think the way Jez coaches, very like, go out there, and I feel like I'm not playing with fear at the moment. I'm just really loving being on the court. It's great to have my mate and Jamie Lee Price back. She's so easy to play with, and you know, we've played together for so many years, so she gives me a lot of confidence to just go for it, and I love seeing how well she's doing as well, so that's awesome. And then having the girls behind us as well, and it's just like, it's been really fun netball, and I'm just happy to be there, so yeah, it's been fun.
Sasha McDonald, you seem to have a lot of confidence in her. You injected her into the game in the second half and then stuck with her. Why do you like her so much?
Look, I mean, I think she's very, for her experience, she plays a lot more experience than what she is. Also, just her game style is very different to Riley. So Rue tends to play wider, deeper, come back in, and we're working on that to give her that second option. But, you know, sometimes a variation where we can work through a goal attack that's working more mid-channel and then popping out to give the link up a little bit more from that, and her timing's different. So I think sometimes when a change-up is needed to help, you know, relieve, I guess, the feed in and a bit more up the court, Sasha's, you know, a bit more comfortable doing that, I think, and where she's come from, wing attack, goal attack, centre even, she's been playing. So yeah, I've got full confidence in her. I think she handles the ball really well, and she's got a great game IQ, so she's the thinker. We sometimes have to let her underthink a bit, like think a bit less, which is a good thing for an athlete to do that. And she's coming up, like, she's doing great.
You couldn't tell that was her third game in SSN.
Actually, that was her first ever SSN goal tonight,
like,
as well, she told me.
No,
I said,
oh,
I said, well done. I didn't even know that. Sorry, I apologise for not
so ready for this level.
Big moments for everyone. But I think lastly, I want to touch on your coaching style. You guys have dropped two games by a goal. It seems like you sit here and there's just positivity oozing out of you, and it feels like that's the way that you want to coach these guys. It feels like Amy's sitting there saying that she's having fun again. Is this what we're going to see from Jez Murphy throughout the rest of the year, despite the wins and losses?
Yeah, definitely. They have to enjoy it, because I think athletes just are more engaged, they work harder. It's a better team environment, team atmosphere when athletes are enjoying it. And I think with the enjoyment, they're working harder, they're more connected. And if they can implement a lot of the game plan that aligns with that, which is having 10 players, and we can switch and we start to get on board with that, I think then that creates, you know, a mentality that once we learn to win a bit better, I think that will come along and it will become more enjoyable, and the fight will come as well. It's not just about fun. They're here to win. It's their job as well. So I don't have to overemphasize that, because of course we want to win. We already have that as our base, but it's more how we win, which is we have to process every minute, every moment that we're in the game. We're 30 seconds. What are we doing now? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? So just keep focusing on that. And we're getting there. It's those moments a couple of times that we've missed. That's all of what was the right decision in those moments. But they'll come. I have 100% confidence that those things will come. And,
soon, hopefully.
And I'm learning as well, of course. Like, new athletes, I've got new game style. I'm still learning about how much I can push them in a game, and not, like, halftime was not as positive as what previously I'd done, which was fine. It was just more, hey, here are the facts. We did well. We didn't do well at this. Here's what I think we need to do to improve to come back out. Let's do it. And everyone stood up and did a really good job. So I was really happy with how that went. And, you know, a couple of lessons learned, like we haven't played overtime. Pav's never played overtime like that. And throwing her into that, I have confidence in her, but also, you know, stupid thing like she probably wasn't warmed up enough because we weren't really prepared for an overtime like that. So again, just little things like that which haven't made her successful, which is my slash our fault that we haven't done that. So again, it's just little things. And, you know, as everyone knows, like I'm absolutely making little errors and stuff as we go. And when we're making changes, I thought it did. The changes with Sasha today was positively impactful. I think it had a really good impact. And she stood up as well. So it was more that last one, as you said, of like Shimona, Pav played out. And generally, I will go for the athlete, like change it. And let's go for it. So.
And Thunderbirds next
week. Oh, yeah. I have no idea actually, because we didn't play against them pre-season. At least Vixens we knew a bit more, I think, prepared, and same with Swifts. We felt a little bit under, like the girls have played against it, but some haven't. I haven't coached against those girls, my girls against theirs, so I haven't coached that before. And same with T-Birds, we'd be a little bit, Richo has obviously, but it's a bit different. So we'll just go out and same as what we're doing and just take the learnings from it as much as we can, and have a red hot go, and we will, you know, go for it. So that's the main thing, I think. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, no, I think it'll be good. And like I know when I was talking to Jane and Maddie about it last week, they, like, Giants love playing the Thunderbirds. It's always a really good match. I'm like, well, we've taken half the Giants, so yeah. Hopefully that translates. We can have a bit of a win. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Love it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.